Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today, Psalm 72, verses 15 through 20. This is a psalm written by Solomon. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land. On the tops of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. And then at the end of this psalm, it reads, "This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse." Solomon's kingdom was magnificent. In his day, silver was as common as stones. When he looked out over the glistening gold of the city, Solomon believed that his kingdom would never end. Unfortunately, while building the kingdom, Solomon neglected to build his own heart. When he was old, Scripture says his many wives turned his heart after other gods. His divided heart ended up dividing the prosperous kingdom. Both the north and the south were eventually defeated and people taken into captivity. Solomon's legacy was not his wealth. In fact, when Nehemiah went back to rebuild the destroyed walls of Jerusalem hundreds of years later, you know what he found? He found that many Jews, just like Solomon, had married wives who worshipped other gods. He said, "Was it not because of marriages like these that Solomon, king of Israel, sinned?" He said in Nehemiah 13:26, "Was it not because of marriages like these that Solomon, king of Israel, sinned?" Now, Father, don't let us pull a Solomon. Don't let our actions negate our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.